This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Nun Tes Sif Yud Daled. Siman Kuf Nun Tes Sif Yud Daled. Hitbil Yadav B'mei Mayan. If you immerse your hands in a spring, afilu ein bo yarba'im sa. Even if the spring doesn't have 40 sa, also like tefillah, it's effective. Kosha meskasin yadav bahem bevas echas. As long as your hands are covered at once. Vim hitbilam b'mei mikvah. If you retoivel them in mikvah waters. Yeishoy mirim shadinoi kamayon. There is an opinion, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Raj, behold, it has a din of a spring. Yeishoy mirim. Some say shatzarech arbaim sa. Some say you need 40 sa. V'naktinan kedivri hamekel. We paskin like the lenient opinion that it's like a mayon, and as long as your hands are covered, it's effective even if you don't have 40 sa. However, the Rama says v'yesh lahachmer lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should be machmer. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Zayin, v'mei mayon haynu b'chol mei mois hanoivim, all flowing water, avshim nizcholin l'mei rachayk. Even if they sprinkle to a distance, all flowing water, even if they flow off to the distance, the halacha is they are considered a mayan, and if they cover your hands, it is effective. Afilu ein boy, even if it doesn't have 40 sa, the barbam sa pshita de bahani, because if it has 40 sa, it's pasha that it helps. Afilu bishar meimois she'inam noivim. Because in 40 sa, it's pasha that it helps. Even other waters that don't flow, even a lake, 40 sa, it's pasha that it helps. Kol shem eskasin uchmayl inyan tefilas kelim, just like the gabe tefilas kelim the kaimelon the mayan metar b'chol shehu. By tefilas kelim we say a mayan is metahir even the smallest amount. Kol shem eskasin by as long as it's covered. The kol shekein benatila drabanan. If a mayan works for tefilas kelim, which is the iraisa, certainly for tefila natila drabanan. V'gam de b'tvilas haguf nami. Also, with immersing the body as well. L'kama poskim ein tzarech b'mayin arba'am sadafka. Many poskim hold you don't need 40 sa in a mayin. Ela kishir sheyiskase gufay. Only the shir, only an amount that your body will be covered. Shel kol adam l'fi mashu v'yaftolei kaimalon kein. Even though we don't paskin that way, meaning by tevilas haguf, according to many poskim, even though many poskim hold you don't need by a mayan 40 sa for tevilas haguf, we don't paskin that way for tevilas haguf. Al kapana ben atilas yadayim yesh lahakel. Now, do you make a bracha on such an atila? What's the source of such an atila? The source is we're makel for natila midrabanan. The Be'er Halacha says later on in Siman Kuf Samach, you could make such a bracha. You could make a bracha. Actually, I don't agree with what the Dershu's extrapolation here. Bekitzer, the Dershu says that later on, if you have a case of water that's suffic, whether malacha was done, the halacha is, since the Rabbanan were not machmir besuffic, therefore you could even make a bracha. I don't think that has anything at all to do with this case. Of course, in this case, you can make a bracha. Okay. You could, yesh, I don't know, yeah. I don't know what they're talking about in number 78. when I say I don't know what they're talking about, that means I don't agree with what they're talking about. Okay. Sif pei bevas echas. They have to cover your hand in one time. Da'af dekasher letavlan achas achas. Uchmai besif yurches. You don't have to put them both in simultaneously. You could put them in one at a time. We'll see in Sefer Ches. Shir hamayim tzarech she'iruin l'tam levas achas. The amount of water needed is the amount to be able to cover both hands simultaneously. In other words, you don't. In terms of the procedure, you don't have to put both hands in simultaneously, but it has to have enough water that it not only covers one hand completely, it covers both hands completely. B'mei mikvah. What if you're toivel your hands in a mei mikvah? She'einam noivim, that is not flowing. Ela she'niskansu b'makam echad mimei gishamim. Let's say it's not flowing, it gathered in one place from rainwater, oyhaf sharas shlugim, or melting of snow, vimhim achurim harbe, if it's very sullied and dirty, ayin lekamadzim kufsamach siftes. So some say, dinoi kamayin, that's Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, dimidoi raisa, af bimayim mechunasin sagi litfilas kelim beravias. Biblically, even stationary water, you could immerse in a revius, imhem kelim ketanim shemiskasim amayim. V'rak chachomim etzrichu behem arba amsa. The requirement of 40 is only rabbinic, k'may betfilas haguf, ul'inyin netila d'rabbanon, lo hechmiru on arba amsa. Maybe they left it on the din, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah is, they left it on the din d'oraisa, that all you need is a revius. Meaning, many rishonim hold that for Netilas Yadayim, for Tevilas Yadayim, you don't need Arba'im Sa, even in a mikvah. All you need is that it covers your hands. Because even by Tevilas Kelim Da'iraisa, Mid Da'iraisa, all you need is a Revius. It's the Rabbanan who required 40 Sa. These Rishonim hold the Rabbanan did not require 40 Sa for Netilas Yadayim. Other Rishonim say, no, you need Arba'im Sa. Desfir lehu dekivan debitlu Rabbanan tvila bepachais min Arba'im Sa b'mayim mechunasim. These Rishonim hold, Rashi and the Mordechai, they hold that once the rabbis were mevatel tvila less than 40 Sa in stationary water, not only does it not help for tvilas kelim, it doesn't work for netilas yadayim. Shuv ein boi tvila klal l'chol davar. And the Mechaber says, Naktinan kedivrei amekel, the divrei soifrim, who, since it's, we're dealing with the rabbinic issue, we're lenient. Lechatchilo yishmi machmer, avo b'diyeved, however b'diyeved, b'shas adchak, yish lahakel, ayin b'ber halacha. The Ber Halacha says, that the truth is, all the Rishonim hold, you should use 40 Sa. Rashi, the Rambam, the Mordechai, and the Eshkol, and the Urzarua, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Marshal Paskins, and even the Beis Yosef, that in his, that brings the Rajba, who holds like Rabbeinu Yonah, that's only in the Chidushim, but in the Torah's Habayis, the Rajba himself goes like Rashi. Interesting. We'll read Sif Tezvav. Mei Gishamim, rainwater, Shehim Zoichlim, that's flowing, Perish, Nimshachim Vahochim She'inim Mechunasim. Rainwater that's flowing, it's not gathered. V'yeshvem Arbam Sa. So now the halacha is that gathered water must be stationary. A Mayan could be flowing, and a mayan is even a little bit of water. Gathered water, mayim mechunasim, regular water that's not spring water must be ashboiren, it's called. It has to be stationary. But what if it's on the move? We know for tevilas haguf, gathered water on the move is disqualified. So regarding netilas yadayim, yesh lehistapik im toivo behem yadav. You could be mesupah, there's a suffix, whether you could be metaher your hands. It says in Mishabura, peivav, shehim zoichlen, demei geshamim einan metarin bezoichlen, ela b'mechunasin. And they have 40 sa. Meaning even according to the lenient opinion, that you need 40 sa for a mikvah. So let's say you have it, but now it's moving. So we'll get into this more, Bezus Hashem, tomorrow.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.